Okay, let's get into the next parak in Tehillim, parak Kuf Dalet. This is a long parak, as we know it, Baruch Hinashi. This is the parak that is connected to Rosh Chodesh. If you look in the Tur in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh quotes this minhag, the Tur in Simen Tuf Chaf Gimel. The last line in Tuf Chaf Gimel says the Tur, V'noagim besvarad lomar mizbar Baruch Hinashi lefishiyesh bo asa yareach lomoadim. Right, the pasuk later on that Hashem makes the yareach, the moon for the, to help us make the calendar, asa yareach lemoadim, right, and that is the connection. Now the idea is just, it's all about nature. As we know, this parak is all about the beauty of nature and the amazing seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and the cycle of the moon every month is an example of that, and that's also partly. The Mefarshim, the Radak already has it, the Das Mikra also goes through it, so that there's the, all the Maaseh Bereishis is discussed here. Right, all of this, it's about the water. We'll have in Pasuk Gimel, HaMakar V'Mayim Al Yosav. We talk about the creation of the plants, creation of the animals and people, and how everything works together. So this is really, it goes through, the Radak goes through Maaseh Bereishis, and just recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's really, if you go through the Radak on this Perek, it really opens up Niflos Habore. We'll try to mention what we can, but that is the Hakdama. The Das Mikra points out that the Lashonos of this Perek switch from who it's talking to what it's talking about. HaMishawer Machlif Pa'amim Rabos Es Lashon Diburo. Switch who he's talking to. Yeshu Medaber Alabrios Kishalatzman Kagon Siparim Yekanenu. Talking about the birds. The birds have their nest such and such. Zeh Yam Gadal, it's a big the Yam. The Yeshu Medaber Alabori B'Lashon Benoni, and sometimes it's about Hashem. O Ta'or Kasalma, what Hashem does. The Yeshu Medaber Alabor B'Lashon Nochach. And sometimes it's talking to Hashem in a Lashon of Asid. Tiftach Yadcha. And some have the opposite. Medaber Alabor B'Lashon Nochach Avar. Gadalta Lavashta. The Yeshu Medaber Alabor B'Lashon Nistar Avar. Yosad Eretz Al Mechoneha. B'Dera Klal, that is the biblical way of talking, switching Lashonos in different ways. But this is a parak that has to be studied and studied. And focused on it in that way, we will appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature. As the Rambam we've mentioned often in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, that looking at the world leads to Avas Hashem and to Yiras Hashem at once. So Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, we also mentioned in the last Perek, the language of Baruch Nafshi, the Nefesh, the five Nafshis that the Gemara in Brachas Davyud talks about, the five ways that a Neshama is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the reason that it is nefesh. So Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul will bless Hashem, Hashem Elokai Gadalta Ma'od, Hod V'Hadol Avarshta. You wear glory and honor. Ote Or Kasalma, you wear or like a clothing. Note Shamayim Kairiya, you hang up the heavens like a curtain. What does that mean? That Hashem, so to speak, kavyachol on a lot of the things that we're going to say, hides behind the curtain. Right, Hashem behind the curtain. It's our job to remove the curtain, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind nature, in nature. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Yemei Zikaron, page 98, Ha'olam kulo hutzrach betchilaso lios mechuse ba'ar laso. There's like an orla, like a foreskin on the whole world. Beklipa shel tohu. Yiyu ha'adam, the destiny and the job of a person is litol charvos tsurim, to take a knife. V'lechros ben es arlas ha'olam, to cut open the arla, the foreskin that's covering the world. V'rak b'kach, and only through that yehi mesugal lachazos b'tiferes gilu shechina ba'olam. Only through that we'll be able to see the gilu shechina. Hashem is underneath. Maybe that's a symbol. And that's what what's behind the mila. Himolachem, alecha lamul ulesakin es atzmacha tchila, kedei lahasig es hatzmimus vashlomas hashlema shebeteva shebeatzmacha. You do mila to you, and then you'll be do mila to the world. That's what Rav Soloveitchik writes in Yemei Zikaron. The Meshech Chachma also has a gorgeous discussion of this in the end of Parsha Shlach, where he talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis, how tzitzis reminds us all of all the mitzvahs. So Zachartem is called mitzvahs Hashem. What's the goal? He says sometimes you see the tzitzis, they're like fringes on the corner of a beged. If Hashem created the world as if, and the mashal given here is a beged, and it's like unfinished ends, loose ends. The tzitzis are loose ends that we have to perfect, that we have to finish the job. It reminds us that Hashem is there in the beged, but it's our job to then tie up the loose ends. That's the messages of the tzitzis. V'hinei abriya bechlala, I'll just read you a few lines. Matzanu la'akasuv shemachaneho atzilos harishonim shem malbush. V'zeh otar kasalma. He quotes our psukim. V'hu kamo amalbush chotseitz u'mechaseh ha'adam asher lo yira ha'adam uvisareo. Just like a malbush, clothing, covers a person so he's not seen. Rak levusho, you just see the levush. Kein lahavdil kaviyachol. So too, here, im ki be'emes ein chotseitz ve'ein mavdil. Even though really it's not a chatzitza. It's just in our eyes. But really, when we can see through it, it's not a covering. Kudamar akasav, ato hu Hashem levadecha. Umafarish emasai hu levadecha, ato asis as Hashemayim v'saharetz. Right, the psukim we say in Vayvarach David every morning. Avlachar asiyas Hashemayim v'aretz. Even afterwards, gam kein, yo uslomar ki abori yisbarach levadehu. Even after creation, it's still Hashem alone. Ukamosha hayakod nebriya sa'olam. Hashem hasn't changed. Avalain ayid hamuchash hashafel asher bal yuchal lahasig rushim ruchani umikoshekein kvodo yisbarach abriya he kamo ma'atel ma'atzil. The bria is like a cover. Ad ki ish bar lo yeda v'novel yachshob b'libo ein elokim. V'lachein nikra klalas abriya beged. That's why the whole bria is called a beged. Called a beged. That's adayin lo nigmara v'hiniyach habori yisbarach lahabechiri. Hashem left it over to man. Shu yashlimosa hu yotziyana l'shlemusa. That he is mashlim it and brings it to its shleimus. Lachain heir abori osanu b'mitzvah tzitzis lahoros ki amitzius he beged shemishnei tzadav yeshadaim chutim shadayin lo nergu. Unbelievable. Hainu lahoros shagam pepilos shadam yaase bebchiraso b'chayim ubetov ulhalach padarki Hashem gam bazeh ezer mimarom tisadeh. When he continues, but that's the meshachachma at the end of b'shalach. That's only this pasuk beis. There's so much to do here. We'll just do what we can. In the time that we have. Hamakarav Amai, and just one other, the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam, quotes on this pasuk, he says, these psukim are very difficult to understand. Mor Nevuchim in Perek Beis, Maimar Chavav, he quotes a Rabbi Elazar, a Pirkei de Belazar, and he says, I don't know what he's talking about. It's one of the most tamua statements that, in all of Chazal. Umi yitain v'yadati masover chacham zeh. He talks about that the light, comes from above, based on this pasuk. This is a very difficult pasuk. Don't take it literally that there's light and there's clothing. None of this could exclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not really inherent. You could just look there where the Rambam says, be very careful when you learn these psukim. Hamakarav Amayim Al Yosav. Hashem puts the water up above. What is this talking about? Up above. Some say the Radak has two days. Maybe this is talking about the upper waters as it's described in Maaseh Bereishis, or maybe it just means the clouds. Right? He put the Mayim in the attic, which means the clouds, and then it comes down. Hasam Avim Ruchuvo, right? He puts his chariot as the clouds. Hamahalech al Kanfei Ruch. He flies on, so to speak, on wings. Osev Malachav Ruchos. The winds, the ruchos, are his messengers. Misharsav eishlo heit. His servants are fire. Maybe that means lightning. Yasad eretz al mechoneha. He established the earth. Bal timot olam v'ed. It never finishes. The earth will never shake. The Ramban mentions in Bereishis that eretz, usually think about shemayim v'aretz. Aretz is everything here, and Shemayim is like the sky and the moon and the stars. The Ramban says no, that Aretz means everything in our world, including the sun and the moon and the solar system and the stars. Shemayim is up where Hashem is in the Malachim. Bereishis bara Elokim es Hashemayim ves Aretz, and then everything after is explaining Aretz. That's the Ramban. Tahom kalbush kisiso, he covered the tahom al harim yamdu mayim, even on mountains. The water was. The Radak quotes that the beginning of time, what does it say? The beginning of the Torah, Ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. Water covered everything. That's this pasuk. Tahom kalvush kisizo. According to the Radak, we're going straight through Maaseh Bereishis. Min garoscha yunusun. But from your growl, it ran away when you said you kavu hamayim. Bikol ramcha yichafezun. And then yalu harim yarduvakos. That the mountains came up and the valleys. El makom zeh yisadat lahem. You established the borders. Gvul samta balya avorun, and you put a gvul on the water, so you can't go past. The sand looks very soft. But you know what? It's a gvul. Gvul samta balya avorun, by yeshuvan l'chasos ha'aris. The water will not again come to cover. Again, this is all the natural world, seeing Hashem in the natural world. And then after you didn't have it covered, ha'mishaleach mayonim ban chalim, then you'll send some tributaries, some water, in the rivers, bein harami alechun, between the mountains. The Radak says here, why there's some the oceans and the lakes that are salty and the rivers and some of the lakes are so sweet. It's all part of the Niflos HaBore. All part of Niflos HaBore. Ready? Why the salt? Because if it wasn't salty, then a lot of the fish and the other things would go bad and it would become putrid. All these millions and millions of thousands of miles of water. It has to be salty in order to, says the Radak, limono min ha'ipush, right? So it doesn't go bad. And then you have drinking water, the sweet waters. Yashko hochai so sadai, and all these waters, amazingly, gives drink to the animals. Yishbru fra'im tsuma'am, right? The fra'im with the other animals will have their thirst satiated. Aleim of hashmaim yishkon, on the tall mountains, the birds will fly, mibein hafayim yitznu kol, from amongst the branches, they let out a voice. Mashkahara mi'al yosav, mi'pri ma'asecha, tisbaharet, the lands. Not just the animals, but the land has water. Matzmiya chatzer la behema. Now we grow the plant life, right? The Radak talks about here. The four levels of being are all mentioned in this perek, right? The domain, the earth, the tzomeach, the growers, right here, matzmiya chatzer. And we have the animal life, chai, and later on we'll have people, medaber. The esev lavodes ha'adam, right? You have the grass, so the man could work, lahotzi lechem min ha'aretz, to take out bread. Right, the Gemara says that originally bread used to come out, and bread will come out. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed mentions that in the future when Mashiach comes, there's going to be bread that just comes out of the ground. The yain yisamach lavav enosh, wine. Wine is produced to make people happy. Lahatzil panim yishamen, to shine the face with oil. V'lechem yivav enosh yisad. So wine and oil and bread, some of the staples of our existence are there. Yain yisamach lavav enosh, wine. Is used in so many ways. We're Makadish on wine. One of the four deyas in Chazal about which was the Eich Hadas is wine. That's part of the reason why when we drink, we say L'chaim, because maybe that opinion was Lamisa the first time. That's why we say L'chaim. There is a interesting, Rav Zev in Latar Vala Moadim on Parsha Shmini, where he talks about what were, Nadav and Aviyu thinking. What were they thinking about Shtuya Yayin Shinukhusul HaMikdash? So he says, well, we know the Machlokas Vishayim Beisilal and Brachas, about what do you do first? Bari Praguffin? Or the bracha of Kiddush. So Bishamai says, first you make the bracha of Kiddush because you want to sanctify the wine that you're going to drink. So first you say Mekadesh Shabbos, and then you drink the wine. And Beisilal says, no, first you want to get into a good mood. So first you berach al yayin, and then you, in that great mood of yayin yisamach lavav enosh, then you could be appreciated and make the bracha of Shabbos. We pass in like Beisilal. We pass in like Beisilal, but we only pass in like Beisilal if we need that external stimuli of the wine. But at a time, at Hakamas HaMishkan, we were on the highest level of Kedusha, so you should feel the Simcha even without the wine. So you should have said, so to speak, Mekadesh HaShabbos before the wine. Another one of you felt, oh, we passed like Beis Hillel. So maybe you should always have the wine first. And that was the problem. That was the problem, and he continues and works it into the Sukkim. But he has that on Yain Yisamach, Levav Enosh. Yisbu Atzei Hashem, Arzeil Vanon Asher Nata. The trees will be satiated. Asher Shram Tzipar Mikanenu. Up there on these tall trees, which man has no use for, they're very tall. Shram Tzipar Mikanenu. The birds will make their nest. Chasida Baroshim Besa. Right? The Chasida will make its house in the Baroshim, in the high trees. Harim HaGvoim Le'elim. The high mountains for the Ye'elim. Slam Achzel HaShvanim. If you go to En Gedi, you see the Ye'elim and the Shvanim. The Shvanei Sela. You see them both there, as is described in this pasuk. Asa, now we get to the day four of creation. Asa yareach lemoadim. Hashem made the moon in order to allow us to have the holidays. Have the holidays not only has light, but it allows us to have the calendar. Shemesh yadam avo'o. The sun knows where it comes from, right? The Shemesh does not have to, as the Radak says, does not have to wonder about its light, because the Shemesh always has light. Of course, the Yareach reflects. Hine ha-yareach ki'ilu lo yada oro, ki ein oro me'atzmo ela mizulaso, lokein ha-shemesh ki oro me'atzmo. Tashas choshech vihi laila. There's darkness, right? Hashem, you made darkness and night. Bosirmos kol chayso yaga, that's when all the animals are around. So people are around during the day and sleep at night, because at night, you need night, because these animals are only, they're nocturnal animals. And if you wouldn't have night, you wouldn't be able to have these animals survive. That's their nature. So, but they're dangerous, but they're only open at night. Tashas Choshev Hilayla also, some might remember the Gemara in Bamitziyat Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh is Dome Lalayla. Olam Hazeh is Dome Lalayla. Zeh Olam Hazeh is Dome Lalayla. Vahavein, says the Mesulas Yisharim in Perek Gimel, Havein Kama Nifla, Hamamar ahamiti azel lemisha mamik lahavin bo. If you think about this, why? Hine choshech halayla hine shnei mine toyos efshalo. Shigul ein ha'adam. Nighttime could give us two mistakes. O yechase es ha'ayin atshalo yira mashal afan aklau. Either I can't see what's in front of me, o sheyateu so atsheyera lo amud kilu amud. Or it plays tricks and I think it's a man and it's a tree. Vice versa. Two types of tricks. I can't see anything or I get mixed up. Either I don't see, or I can't see something that I would stumble in my spiritual world, or I would get mixed up. I would think a mitzvah is an aver is a mitzvah. And therefore we have to spend time focusing and trying to see through the darkness. And that's where he gives his mashal of the gan, of the maze, of the corn maze. You have to ask somebody who's on the other side, like, how do I get through? Which direction should I go? Right? Because that's olam hazeh, which is darkness. We continue. Hakfirim shoagim lateref, the lions, the young lions, try to get their food. Lavakish me'el achlam. They ask Hashem for the food. Tizrach Hashem yaseifen. But once, that's darkness. All the lions and tigers are out at night. But once the sun comes out, yaseifen, they gather and go into their hiding. V'elmona, some year basun, they go lie down. And they're not out during the day. And then what happens in the morning? Yetze adam lefalo. Man goes out to work. V'la avodaso ade arev. And to his avoda ade arev. Until evening. If you look at the Imre Baruch on Bamidbar, page Kuf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Tes, there was three pshatim, three drushim on this pasuk. Ein lo lahamten, he says, a person shouldn't wait until everything is perfect in their avodas Hashem and they feel great. Yetzi adam lefalo, go out to your work in avodas Hashem b'la'avodaso, adei, or before becomes a rave. Before it becomes sweet, because if you start, it's going to become sweet. Or, yetzi adam lefalo, focus on your work, but b'la'avodaso adei, or be a rave for other people also. You have to make sure that you don't just worry about yourself in life, but you have to worry about others also. Okay, we'll leave that. We'll leave the third one for now. Then we have the next pasuk, which is basically the pasuk of the parak. Marabu Masech Hashem, Kulam B'chachma Asisa. How awesome are your actions, Hashem, Hashem, the old Maidam in Chachma. Mala Ha'ariz Kinyanecha. The Kutzker and others say, the last phrase, the whole world is full of ways to be kone you. Mala Ha'ariz Kinyanecha. The Pashup Shad obviously is the whole world belongs to you. Kone Shemayim Va'aretz, but maybe the whole world are ways that we could acquire for you. So Marabu, the number of the Hasidim write that this pasuk is said right in the middle, should be at the end. David HaMelech can't hold himself back. He just has to blurt it out. Pasuk Zeh Ein Kan Makomo, says the Tiferet Shmuel. He can't wait. This parates belibo at saaka. Ma rabu masach Hashem. He has to scream it out. Rabbi Pliskin writes, and it's safer here. You see Hashem in everything. This is the secret of life, and you have to make sure that it is all taken in. Zehayom gadal. Then you see the yam. Zehayom gadal rachav yadayim shom remes ve'ein mispar. You look into the yam. Infinite amount of species of fish, right? The radak, ki yoser parm varavim michayos asada, even more than other animals. Chayos ketanos im gedolos, small, big, shamanios yalechonzir, boats go, levyasan ze yatsarta, lasachikbo. And the levyasan out there, right, which is discussed in Sefer Eov, you play with. Gemara Vodazara, Dav Gimel, talks about what does Hashem do all day. Quarter of the day he learns, quarter of the day he judges, quarter of the day he's mefarnes the world. Quarter of the day, he plays with Levyasan, based on this pasuk. Lasachikbo. Kula melecha yisaberun. They all look to you, Hashem, for their food. Lasei sachlam biito. People, animals. Titin lohem yilkotun. You give to them. They gather it. Tiftach yadcha yispun tov. It's, your hand is open, and they're satiated. Taster panecha. If you would turn away your face, yibahelun. They get, confused. Tosef rucham yigvon. But once it's time to gather in their spirit, meaning, vayeasev alamav, then people or animals die. Velafarim yeshuvun, and then they return to the dust. It's a beautiful thought I saw in the Kamotzi Shel Rav here. He quotes another drush, Tosef Rucham, when do you have a hosafas ruach? Yigvon, after death. Death is not an end. Death is a beginning. After we die, that's when there's a hosafas ruach. And he says, maybe that's why by a candle, without a candle for a neshama. Because what's a candle? When a candle is lit, when's it burning from? It's burning from the oil and the wick that already got burned up a little bit. What's left, it's not giving it. So it's from the stuff that burned up, that's the light. And that's what we want to connect to a neshama. Teshalach ruchacha yibareyun. But once you send back the neshama, the ruach, Tchias Amesim, Yibarein. Then we're created again. Usachadish Pnei Adama, and then we're renewed. So all of this, Yihi Chalor Hashem Le'olam. Hashem, you are the greatest. Yismach Hashem Ma'asav. Hashem should have Simcha. Right, the Radak says this is like the pasuk Vayalakim Eskal Hashara Sevenito Ma'od. That's this pasuk Hamabid La'aretz Vatirad. But now you look at what you created, and we start shaking. Yiga Beharm Yashanu. If you touch the mountains, if you want to change anything, it'll start smoking. Meaning you're Machadish B'chol Yom Tam at every second. Ashira L'Hashem B'Chayai. I will sing to Hashem when I see all this. Azamer L'Lokai B'Odi. While I'm still here in my life, I will sing. Yarav Alav Sichi. I hope my singing is sweet to you, Hashem. Anochi Esmach B'Hashem. And finally, Yitamu Chatoim in Aretz. I yearn for the day that the Chatoim, the sins will be removed. Remember the Gemara Brachas, Daf Yud, Chatoim and Adchotim, Urasham Odinam, Baruch Nafshi, the final Baruch Nafshi, Baruch Niyatz Hashem, Haleluka, which is the first time here in Tehillim that we have Haleluka. There's a lot more. Please look at the Mefarshim on Siddur, but we will stop here.